You're listening to CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
Let us really try to change this shameful world that we are living in. We're not asking for condemnation from the Canadian government. We're asking for serious action. We're asking for...
The activists detained by the Israeli Defense Force from the global Samud flotilla have returned home. On Saturday, May 23rd, two Montrealers, Safa Shebi and Ihab Lotaif, landed in Montreal and were greeted at the airport by friends, family, activists, and press. These two locals were among the 428 activists detained by the IDF while sailing in the humanitarian Samud flotilla to deliver aid to Gaza on more than 50 ships. The ships were carrying medical aid, food, and baby formula bound for the occupied Gaza Strip. The amount of aid on board the vessels has been described as symbolic, an effort to break Gaza's isolation from international aid, which is currently overseen by Israel. The ships were intercepted by the Israeli Navy on May 18th and 19th. The 428 activists were taken into Israeli detention. 11 of these activists were Canadians. In a video personally shared by Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, the detained are bound on their knees, with their hands tied behind their backs. Ben-Gvir is seen taunting the prisoners as soldiers drag some by their hair while others scream and plead. Photos showing bruising inflicted from boots and beanbag bullets have been circulated online by the activists, and the detained have also made over 30 reports of alleged sexual abuse from Israeli soldiers. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has condemned the treatment of these activists, calling it, quote, appalling abuse, unquote. Over the weekend at Pierre Elliott Trudeau Airport, Shebi and Lotaif spoke to the crowd. With a visible stab wound on his hand, here's Lotaif.
We are not the story. The only thing that is important about what we did is that now there are some of us holding Western government nationalities and passports who know what really happens to the Palestinian people day in and day out. The amount of torture and beating and humiliation that falls upon the Palestinians that we experienced for 3 days is unbearable.
There have been continued protests in response to the capture and abuse of these activists in Montreal, across Canada, and around the world. Activists demand governments expand from just condemnation of Ben-Gvir, but to the actions of Israel on the whole, demanding intense boycotts for Israel's continued genocide in the Gaza Strip and expanded settlement into the West Bank. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. you're not what you see. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky, yeah. Ah, spooky, spooky, spooky.
Hello, you're listening to CGLO 1690 AM with
Key
and Ree. You guys, are you so happy it's the both of us on this mic?
It's been like 4 weeks.
It's
sorry
been
about that, y'all.
So long.
Sorry.
We dipped, but we're back.
I had to take a trip. I had to do things. It's fun. Life, oof,
yeah,
crazy.
We both
crazy
took
stuff.
Trips. Like it was needed, but we're back.
We're back. And we have a very special episode because we have two lovely guests.
Yes, we do.
Take it away. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi.
Hello. My name is Mel.
I'm Dahlia.
These lovely guests are in the theater business in
yes.
Montreal, and we're specifically talking about Fringe, the lovely theater festival coming up. Do you know the dates per chance?
June 10th to 21st.
Okay,
perfect. And these wonderful, beautiful ladies here have a show, and please tell us about it as much as you like. We have a whole hour with you as well, so like
tell us everything.
You could sprinkle bits and pieces.
Beautiful. So I'll start. So our show is called Bloody Cabaret. It's a murder mystery set in a queer cabaret in the 1970s in Soho, London. And basically what happens, like guests, singers, and regulars gather in the cabaret expecting a lovely performance night. But then something happens. Someone is murdered and the stage becomes a crime scene. So through live music, we have a bassist, a guitarist, and a trumpet player, but also singing and a lot of discussions, tensions, rising secrets unravel, which makes everyone a suspect.
Wow. That sounds amazing. I can't wait.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. You probably have such a wonderful like crew, and I'm so excited to hear about the music choices and everything. Which, speaking of, we started with Spooky by Dusty Springfield. If you know that song, I don't know what you're doing. Everybody, a banger.
Living under a rock.
Is there a reason you guys chose that song? Was there any particular inspiration? Any vibes with that?
So before, like when I started writing the play, I just made a playlist with a bunch of jazz songs that I actually listened to, and then Spooky was in it, and then I shared this playlist with the actors, and it just came in during rehearsal of playing song during a pre-show, and one of our actors was like, oh, let's do Spooky, and musicians were like, yeah, we know that one, mm-hmm. So let's do that one.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, and I will interject and say that, like, being in the play and, like, in the performance and stuff, like, Spooky is one of the songs that stands out a lot. It's so catchy.
Mm-hmm.
And,
literally.
Like, extreme. I feel like catchy. Everyone kind of knows it. You
yeah.
know? But, like, you don't know it, but you know it. You
it's
know?
Just one of those songs where it's like, oh, yeah, I've definitely heard that before.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's good. It's catchy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. With that being said, we're going to continue forward with the music.
Yes, we are.
And keep hearing about the lovely show as we go on, because I do love the like 1970s, like it's set in London, correct?
Yes,
I do love those vibes. We're gonna hear different music that I've chosen, that the lovely ladies have chosen, and we're gonna have a time.
We're gonna talk so much more.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Get ready, guys.
I'm really excited.
Yeah. This is not normal for us. This episode, you're going to hear us.
Yes.
Beautiful. That's so what we're here for.
Yes,
exactly.
And I'm so excited to have you. Let's
exactly.
get right into it.
We're gonna listen to Let's Straighten It Out by O.V. Wright really quickly. I just feel like something a little bit hype, you know, keep the energy up.
Yep.
Enjoy, everyone.
me what's on your mind. Don't keep on telling me everything's okay. Cause if you were, then you wouldn't be crying. You've been tossing and turning in your sleep lately. Sitting around pouting all day long.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a three-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadora on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on.
Good morning. Sorry to break up your ad break, but this is Death of the Mid-Range, your future favorite NBA talk show. We help you start off your week right every Monday morning at 9 a.m., bringing you a diversity of episodes on the beautiful sport of basketball. All of this is, of course, on CJLO. We will see you there.
thought of you makes my heart sing like an April breeze on the wings of spring, and you appear in all your splendor, my one and only love. The shadows fall and spread their mystic charm.
Guys are still listening to Key and Reed. Thanks for still being with us, everyone.
Yes.
Hope you're liking these like chill, jazzy vibes or whatever. Really quickly, the last couple songs you heard. We were talking over Red Clay by Freddie Hubbard, which is off of his album Red Clay, and then like I said, you heard Let's Straighten It Out, then you heard You Hate Jazz by Harrison, who's a Toronto artist who Marie and I discovered
a while ago, like 2024.
Yes, Making Fun Modern Jazz, which I really really love, keeping it interesting for a genre that, I'm not gonna lie, I used to be a big hater, but you know what?
It's
growing on me.
Okay.
Yo, I was like, this boring music.
No. How can you hate jazz?
I did not know this about you.
I'm a classical piano player, and so they made us like do jazz like when I was like in the beginning of high school, because they were like, you need to learn how to let loose or whatever. And my classical self was like, nah, I can't do this. I can't do these counts. I can't do this type of music. I can't swing. I don't know what this is. But grow on me. I have a deep appreciation for it now.
I think if you still hate jazz, coming to our show will make you love jazz.
Come on.
If you need to change your mind. It always just reminds me of Christmas time and being a kid.
Winter, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like jazz is so beautiful because it's like improv but for musicians.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's also just quite soothing.
Exactly. That was also the really beautiful thing about jazz that I like couldn't get with, is they kept being like, just do whatever you want. I was like, no. You need to tell me what to do. I can't just do whatever I want. They're like, yeah, just improvise. Oh, no. So
it's hard. It's hard.
So scary.
It's hard to improvise. Yeah.
But they forced me, so I did it. So we are up. I can play jazz now, and I do enjoy it. But
start busting out that jazz skill
right now.
Grow
on me. I also think it's such good, spooky mystery music.
Yeah, that falls with the show. But it's really mystery. It's really awesome seeing like jazz artists work. Like I feel like the musicians that we have, like the way that they're like foleying our play is like, they like compliment that. Like they're not always playing music, but they're always adding things in. And that was their creative. Yeah. That was all their creativity, And it's just their improv and like, you need to have the brain for it. It takes some brain to be able to improv in that way. And when you have that, like, that's a talent, and like, go for it in like full,
Absolutely.
It's so nice to hear that the way people in the arts are helping each other out. Yeah.
That's so fun. How did you guys like reach out to your musicians? Like, did you just like meet them, already knew them, they reach out to you?
Yeah. It was actually a very long and difficult like process. Because I reach out to like a lot of places. I sent an email, but it was mostly like to Concordia, like music department, to jazz teachers, and then like post like kind of like posters on like on Facebook and like just Instagram, share the message, or go directly in like Facebook group chat with like musicians that are like professional already, artists like already in the world. But it was actually really hard to find, because Fringe is like a festival for emerging artists, and it's especially for like low budget, but musicians that are already professional, it's hard to get them into such a project. I did end up getting Danielle and Antoine, who are Concordia students.
Wonderful.
In the jazz department, and Angélique, who is at McGill.
Yes.
But she is she has a band, and Revy, my beloved, and she's plays bass.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
I love how it all worked out.
And I think it's for the best, honestly.
For
because,
sure.
Like this way, like we have artists who are super like, they're not. It's not about the money.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's like what we like love about Fringe too, is that like anyone working on it, like we all know it's not like, you might get a bit of money out of it, but like you won't get a lot.
You're not getting a payday.
You know.
Yeah, you're
and
not
it's
getting
like,
paid for all the hours and the work.
Not at all. And it's like really nice, because then everyone's just in it because they love it and because they want to be there, and like I don't know, there's a lot of beauty in that. I wish we could do that forever.
That's what it should be about. And I mean, honestly, doing things because you want to do them is one of the most rewarding feelings in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's also where we all can agree on.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, yeah, all of us.
Yeah.
We all are right in this room.
We're doing it right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
The amount of people that are like, so you pay for the radio? I'm like, nope.
No.
Why would I? Just
I do fun. It to connect with my community. But it led us to each other.
Exactly.
And now we're going to come see your show.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you get and we're going to party together.
And we're going to listen to CGLO a lot more now.
There you go.
And you know what? People who are listening to our show are like, oh my gosh.
That sounds fun.
That sounds fun. Let's join. Yes.
You guys are free.
Join our fun party.
If you're free, come to Dacha tonight.
Yeah, no, come. We're going to come to Dacha tonight, King. We're going right after this.
No, Dacha Queen. It's Dacha King.
Exactly. Keeping the vibes moving forward, what is the song that we're going to hear after this, and why did you guys choose it?
Okay, so it's called Puro Teatro by La Lupe, and it's a Cuban song from the 1960s.
Ooh.
So, yeah, it's jazzy Latino.
Wow.
And I chose it simply because we have a character that is interpreted and also in the play is a Latina.
Okay.
And just for also, like, reason, like, dramaturgical reason, like, actually, I had to look for a song from, like, jazz in the 1960s, and mm-hmm. I just did a bunch of research, and I came across La Lupe, and then it was just, like, listening to her albums and taking the song that really fitted the most into the play and checking in with the actress about, like, how would she feel about singing that song.
That's amazing.
And a lot of Cubans immigrated to London in the 1970s.
Wow. You guys are really
come on,
like
on our shit.
you guys, sorry, you got to go see Bloody Cabaret. They're putting in the work.
Come on. All righty then. Without further ado, this is La Lupe. We hope that you all enjoy.
Necesario. Ya conozco ese teatro, mintiendo, qué bien te queda el papel. Después de todo parece que esa es tu forma de ser. Yo confiaba ciegamente en la fiebre de tus besos. Estudiado simulacro, fue tu mejor actuación, destrozar mi corazón, y hoy que me lloras de veras, recuerdo tu simulacro, perdona que no te crea. Me parece que es teatro. Y acuérdate que según tu punto de vista yo soy la mala. ¡Ay! Teatro. Lo tuyo es puro teatro. Falsedad bien ensayada. Estudiado simulacro. Perdona que no te crea, me parece que es teatro. Perdona que no te crea, lo tuyo es puro.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, still with
Key
and Ree and
Dal
Mal. Okay, guys, what are we about to talk about?
The songs we listen to really quickly, and then I feel like I'm really low. After the La Lupe song, we heard, okay, I don't speak Portuguese, but I think it's Praca de la Pública by Jackson Conti, who is a Brazilian jazz musician. I took us back to Harrison because we listen to Southwood. Then we had a little Canadian section, which is what we're hearing right now. I had In Your Eyes by Bad Bad Not Good and Charlotte Day Wilson. Lord, that song is on like every other playlist. We actually, I'm sorry guys, you guys hear that every week.
We, you know what? Who cares?
I love that song.
Recycle. Who cares?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Absolutely love that song. But what you're hearing right now is Overnight by Chile Gonzalez, who is a Montreal-based jazz musician. And he went to McGill. Shout out. Not really shout out, but you know, shout out. I guess. Just kidding.
Right. Keeping it
respectful. Come on. But keeping it forward, what are we going to hear next, guys?
Oh, yes. Okay, so we're going to be hearing The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King. So this song is featured at the end of our play. It is what closes the play off. We find that it fits the moment, and we're very excited. You know, like the people in our play who do the singing, you know, the singers, you know, they're also actors.
Mm-hmm.
They're part of the show, and it's their cabaret. And so it's really awesome to, like, kind of have these, like, in-character performances, but not in a musical style, you know? It's not like a, I'm talking, hey, I'm gonna start singing!
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like it's done in, like, a performance manner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of, like, we're in a cabaret and you're gonna perform a song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think finding the way to smoothly make that happen was really beautiful. And so I think that was a lot of work for Mel, too, with, like, picking the songs, you know? Because she had to find songs that would flow in that way, and this one just, it fits so perfectly in that moment.
I remember when, like, writing the script, I would just listen to a bunch of songs, and sometimes, like, just a song would, like, as I'm writing, I get so much inspiration, and I'm like, oh, I need to keep that one in, and The Thrill Is Gone was part of this song. Mm-hmm. I was writing, and as I was writing, I was like, wait, the lyrics, the mood, the music, it's, like, so good, it needs to be in the play.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I get it. Okay, actually, we're going to have the tiniest little ad break before.
Yes. Uh-oh.
But right after that, you're going to hear The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King. Alrighty, guys, anything else to say?
Can't wait for you guys to hear the song at our show, June 11th.
Come on.
Opening night.
Plug it again.
Or come to the other dates.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. You know where to be. Alrighty, we're going to have a little ad break, though, and we'll be right back.
FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12th. Join us at Sartorena and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizach, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec Nihilism Front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
Push that button.
How about this one?
Say something quick. The security guard coming.
What?
Say something quick.
Say what?
The Caribbean Callaloo, the 2-time award-winning show on CJLO. 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. 514-848-7471.
Who's that girl, boy?
You can't talk, but you can see her.
Thank you. done?
I don't know, are we?
Still up.
It's okay. We heard
LOL.
You.
LOL. Yeah, you're still listening to Key and Ree on CGLO at 1690 AM with our lovely guests. We're coming to the end of the hour.
Yeah, it happened so fast. Guys, if you could see the way that we've been yapping,
chatting it up.
Yeah. It was so lovely to have you guys today. Please tell us the days of your show, where it is.
Yes, okay,
everything.
Real quick, the promo. So our show is called Bloody Cabaret. It's playing at the Fringe Festival. We are at Théâtre La Comédie, which is at 113 Boulevard de Maisonneuve Est. You can find us on our Instagram at Chillac Productions, Facebook at Chillac Productions, Facebook event, Chillac Productions.
Come on.
And then the dates of the show are...
And then we will have our opening show on Thursday, June 11 at 10:15 p.m. Then we have a show on Saturday, June 13 at 6 p.m. On Sunday, June 14 at 2:30 p.m. On Wednesday, June 17 at 7:15 p.m. On Friday, June 19 at 1:45 p.m. And last but not least, our closing show on Sunday, June 21 at 7:15 p.m.
So please come to our show if any of those dates suit you.
If you want to have a fun time, it's an hour-long play. Laugh, cry, be surprised, be on the edge of your seat, and be scared. You should come and try to solve that murder mystery.
Absolutely. Alrighty, well, I mean, Marie, do you have anything else to say?
Just that I had a lovely time, and thank you so much for reaching out to us.
Yeah, we had a lovely time. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you
for having us. Of course, it warms my heart when just like other people in a creative space want to collaborate with Kiara and I.
Community.
It's really important to have this reach out. And any way we can help you, any way you can help us, it's important.
Good. Exactly.
Get in touch.
Of course. Alrighty, without further ado, we're gonna listen to some Frank Sinatra. This is another one of you guys' pick. This is I've Got You Under My Skin. Yeah. Anything you have to say about the song, or should we just let them hear it?
It's just a very beautiful song that I love, and it's also, we actually thought about the version of Rosemary Clooney also. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
cute.
It's a very nice song.
So wonderful. Excited. It's been lovely.
Yep, absolutely. I guess we'll say goodbye to everyone now officially because we'll play you out with some Frank.
Thank you. All right.
Have a beautiful night, everyone.
See you next week.
Have a good night.
I've got you under my skin. I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my...
What's up? This is